This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The 2018 Farm Bill has moved from the House Ag Committee and on to the full House for consideration. The heavily debated bill made it out of committee on a straight party line vote, and Representative Dan Newhouse says $92 billion in tax cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is easily the most controversial.
Any money that would be saved would be directed to increasing those training opportunities for individuals that are in the program with the goal of helping people move out of poverty. We want to make sure all of those individuals that need the help are absolutely able to get it, and those that have opportunities to re-engage in the workforce are given every opportunity to do that as well.
Newhouse says it's to help move people back into the workforce.
But that, as you know, has become controversial, so it remains to be seen whether or not the other side of the aisle will engage in a debate on how that could be made acceptable. But currently, I don't see a lot of Democrat support for that.
Newhouse says it will be interesting.
There's a lot of aspects of this that are raising the interest of the Democrats for the nutrition programs, but other more conservative members are certainly concerned with some of the other aspects of the Farm Bill, like the crop insurance aspects and other things.
Newhouse says the Farm Bill is crucial to ag market development programs that allow U.S. producers to retain their edge in an increasingly competitive global economy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.